Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Donations. I'm your host, Donovan, and welcome to the show. The weather is slowly but surely changing, and as excited as I am for fall and all that fall has to offer, I can't help but think about how meaningful summer is to me and how meaningful summer has always been. I've been spending the past week looking back on all my fondest summer memories, and I remembered a time last summer when a friend of mine and I took a walk around downtown Dallas. I was spending the weekend there, and it was evening time, the breeze was cooling down, and the tall buildings around us were providing plenty of shade from the setting sun. Now, we walked aimlessly through the blocks and the surrounding park and talked about the current state of each of our lives, getting lost in telling the story of our life so far. And after being a bit more vulnerable than I typically like to be, my friend was all of a sudden adamant about walking back to the car, driving over to a nearby bookstore, and showing me something. Now, I never say no to a good bookstore, so I was all for it, and there we went. I wasn't completely sure what he was going to show me, but he was on a mission, and I could tell from the start. So after arriving and walking in and scanning the shelves for a bit, I followed along, getting out of the way of this book hunt, and he finally found what he was looking for. And I can vividly remember the excitement on his face when he pulled out the book Love Does by Bob Goff. And he went on this giant spiel about just how good this book was and how much the stories and feelings that I was currently experiencing in my life, how it reminded him of what went on in the book. And in that instant, it was kind of like this unspoken thing that him showing me and introducing me to this book would somehow also introduce me to, maybe, a new perspective and understanding to hopefully help validate and make more sense and understand my story and my feelings. Now, his excitement was enough to convince me to get the book, but as I made that decision, he walked over to the register, bought the book, and handed it to me. And it was such a nice gesture and quite a surprise, and I'll never forget it. Coincidentally enough, the first chapter of Love Does talks about a story when the author found himself on a journey of self-discovery, very much like the one that I was in that summer, and a close friend tagged along for the ride. Not to spoil anything, if you choose to pick up the book, which I highly recommend you do, but the author writes about the impact his friend had on him just by offering a sense of understanding in an uncertain time. Very much like my friend did for me during our walk. And it's funny how something like that can open a whole new perspective for you. During a time where the decisions and actions of others seemed to cause me more confusion than clarity, a listening ear from a friend, a gift, a nice gesture that said he understood me and hoped for the best possible outcome as much as I did, reminded me that things like appreciation and love are not always shown how we expect them to be shown. So my hope is that today can serve as a reminder that not everyone will apologize the same way. Sometimes it's saying the words, "I was wrong," and sometimes it's a silent hug. Not everyone will forgive the same way. Sometimes it's saying the words, "I forgive you." And sometimes it's just opening the door when you knock or answering the phone when you call. Not everyone shows appreciation the same way. Sometimes it's buying someone a book from a bookstore, one they know you'll enjoy. And sometimes it's simply providing a shoulder to lean on in a time of need. And ultimately, not everyone loves the same way. Sometimes it's a hug and a kiss before leaving the house, And sometimes it's waiting to watch your new favorite show until you can watch it together. Sometimes forgiveness is easily granted, and sometimes it's hard earned. Sometimes appreciation is easily felt, and other times not so much. And sometimes love is shown in words, sometimes in actions. Now, we're all human, right? So in the times that we feel as if someone's actions or words towards us don't mirror our own when it comes to how we love and appreciate or forgive or apologize, it's easy to declare that as less than or insincere. But when we're willing to open our eyes to a new perspective, one very much like the one my friend showed me, we're all given a chance to understand the lengths we go to sometimes to apologize, to forgive, to appreciate, and to love. In regards to all those things, I urge you not to look for your actions to always be mirrored, but to instead be matched with fairness and sincerity. So this week, I challenge you to take a deeper look into not only how those around you show love and appreciation and sincerity, but in the ways that you show it back. Let me know how it goes. Send me a message on Instagram. You can find me at donovan.baeza. And until the next one, be careful.